after her husband died, she found herself withdrawing into smaller and smaller circles. Her friends who had stepped up during her husband's illness started to scatter and sort of drift away. Her two sons were only a phone call away, but they had their own families and their own lives, and she didn't want to bother them. Her neighbors were polite but distant, and she found that she could spend the whole day by herself and never talk to another human being. So she made it a point to go to the grocery store every day so at least she'd have some human contact. How are you today? Your total is $23.91. Have a nice day. She began to wonder if she were invisible, as if she was living in a world that nobody else could see. In a word, she was lonely. Sometimes I think that people don't even know that they're lonely. You know, it happens little by little, just gradually, and you start to make adjustments in your life until you're all alone and you don't even recognize it. Pretty soon, lonely is the new normal. I think there are a lot of lonely people out there. Years ago, a sociologist named Robert Bella did a study on people who go bowling. It used to be that people would just go out bowling for an evening with their friends to have some social time together and a little competition. And there were bowling leagues, right, that were organized so that you could have teams and there was competition between the teams, and it gave you an excuse to go out. And what he found in his study was that people are bowling just as much as ever, but they're not bowling in leagues. They're just bowling by themselves. So he called the name of his dissertation Bowling Alone. Is it just me, or does it seem like people are less connected these days? Sometimes I see people sitting at a table together, but they're both on their smartphones, and it seems like they're in completely different worlds. Technology has been wonderful and given us so many gifts, but it's also fractured us and really set us into little compartmentalized worlds. Can be a lonely place out there for some people. A young man graduates from high school. He gets a job. He moves into a house with some of his friends. But the roommates are kind of on a carousel, and they come and go, and before he knows it, he's living with strangers. Each one of them has a little compartment in the refrigerator with their name on it, but they just pass each other rarely and hardly see each other. He gets a second job so he can earn a little bit more money and get ahead. Comes home at night and spends it by himself in his room playing computer games on his laptop. He's involved in this huge community of computer game players, but when he turns the laptop off, he's alone. It's lonely out there. Where do you go if you're a young person for friendship and for companionship and to find a partner? Where are the clubs and the associations and the groups, the church groups that we used to have? Can be lonely. Now turn to Acts chapter 4. It says, "Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul." The community of disciples that came together after the resurrection of Jesus was a group of people that were all together of one heart and one soul. Can you imagine what that was like? Some people say that the best evidence for the resurrection is the reversal in the lives of the disciples. After the crucifixion, they were depressed and defeated and scared. They hid themselves in a room with a door that was locked because they were afraid. Everything they had hoped for, believed in, and wished for was gone. It was destroyed by the iron hand of the Roman Empire. It was over. Jesus was gone. But then the resurrection, and after the resurrection, after the appearance of the risen Christ, the disciples found themselves empowered and inspired and alive with this new life that they had experienced. There was this amazing transformation because these beat-down disciples were inspired with the conviction that Jesus had been vindicated by his resurrection. And they looked back through the scriptures and they found all these clues that pointed to Jesus as the anointed, the Messiah. And that he was now raised and seated at God's right hand, and he was Lord of all. And Acts says they spent much time together in the temple, and at home they broke bread and ate their food with glad and generous hearts. It was a total transformation in the lives of the disciples. Something has to explain it. It was the resurrection. And they came together. All these disciples who had scattered now came together. It was like a magnet that was pulling them together. They couldn't stay apart. And their belief in the resurrection gave them this joy that just overflowed. And they began to share their lives together. They had a community that was generous and welcoming, that was accepting of all who came, that was joyful, that was generous. They shared their possessions with each other and shared their money. They shared their lives together. It says that everything they had was held in common, and with great power, the apostles gave their testimony, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them. Can you imagine how wonderful that would be to be in a community like that of one heart and soul? The widow I talked about, she would have found a place there. They would have welcomed her in and found something for her to do, companionship. She would have been part of that community. That young man I talked about would have been given work to do. He would have had friends, a community. They were all of one heart and soul. It was a community of resurrection. There wasn't just one leader. The leadership was shared among the 12 apostles. There was diversity. There were men and women. There were people from all cultures and backgrounds and personalities and parts of the country. It was a community of miraculous expectation, I think. Some people say, well, you know, it was just short-lived. It didn't last very long. You can't sustain that kind of commitment for very long. Every religious community that has ever existed has only lasted for a short time. And I say, well, that may be true, but it's still important that this community of resurrection existed for even a little while, because it shows us that there are possibilities that we've never dreamed of. I think what this story in the Bible is telling us is that the resurrection of Jesus has opened up all kinds of possibilities that we hadn't thought of. Why couldn't there be a place where people were accepted for who they are, where resources were shared with each other, where there was a sense of common purpose and meaning, where there was diversity, all kinds of people? Why couldn't there be a place where there was gratitude and joy and support for each other, where the Spirit of God was found? Why couldn't a church be a place like that? Why couldn't we at St. Anthony's be a place like that? You know, it can be lonely out there. I think that the mission of the church today is to be a new community, a community of love and acceptance and meaning, a new community of the resurrection. Amen.
Amen.